This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. With State Treasurer Eric Schmidt vacating his post to become Attorney General, Governor Mike Parson will soon get to pick someone to replace him. In St. Louis, Jason Rosenbaum has more on some of the Republicans who could get the statewide appointment.
The soon-to-be vacant treasurer post will be the third statewide office vacancy that Parson will fill. He said earlier this month that he's going through a thorough process.
We're going to work our way through that and find the best qualified candidate we feel for the Missourians is what we're going to do.
Some of the possible contenders to succeed Schmidt include Republican State Representative Holly Rader of Sikeston, GOP State Representative Shamed Dogan of Baldwin, and former Senator David Pierce. State Senator Sandy Crawford and Jeannie Riddle are also possibilities. One person off the possible treasurer's list is Show Me Institute CEO Brenda Talent. A spokesman told St. Louis Public Radio that she wouldn't be interested in being state treasurer. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The University of Missouri-Kansas City has suspended a School of Pharmacy professor with pay over allegations that he exploited international graduate students. The suspension of Ashim Mitra followed a report in the Kansas City Star on Sunday revealing allegations that he coerced students to perform personal favors, including watching his dog and acting as waiters and busboys. Mitra has denied any wrongdoing. Missouri Governor Mike Parson is renewing a lobbying ban for members of his office. Parson signed an executive order Tuesday revising an ethics policy implemented by his predecessor, former Governor Eric Greitens. Greitens' first act as governor in 2017 was to issue an order banning executive branch employees from accepting lobbying gifts and prohibiting governor's office personnel from lobbying the executive branch if they leave their jobs. But the lobbying ban only applied to Greitens' administration. Parson's order expanded it to cover his and future administrations. Parson took over after Greitens resigned amid personal and political scandal in June. Columbia City Manager Mike Mathis is resigning his post of 7 years, effective at 5 p.m. this evening. KBIA's Nathan Lawrence has more.
Recent months of Mathis' tenure have been marked by controversy, including remarks some described as racially insensitive during a 2018 Martin Luther King Jr. Day event. He also faced questions over his handling of the city's community policing initiatives. Those culminated in a heated discussion during a city council meeting Monday night. In a press release, Mathis said it, quote, has been a pleasure to work with the city staff and community members, and he hopes city staff will, quote, continue to work hard to achieve the goals of the city and the community. Mathis was appointed to the position by the Columbia City Council in May 2011. Deputy City Manager John Glascock will fill Mathis' vacated position as acting city manager until the council finds an interim appointment. Nathan Lawrence, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi in Columbia.